Now look at the latest local news on WIBD. A March 28th Washington County court appearance has been scheduled for a 33-year-old Milwaukee man arrested after allegedly firing a shot in the air during an early morning argument on February 17th in the West Bend Taco Bell drive-thru. Police were called to just after 2:15 that Saturday morning after a fight between individuals in two cars was reported. Police say Brett Stokoe removed a handgun from a vehicle, made threats, and fired one shot. He's been charged with two misdemeanors, disorderly conduct with the use of a dangerous weapon, and operating a firearm while intoxicated. Stokoe appeared in court yesterday for the first time with his appointed attorney and remains in custody under a $2,500 cash bond. 27-year-old Nicholas Pepin of West Bend, who was in the same vehicle and the legal owner of the gun, has been charged with misdemeanor disorderly conduct. He was released after posting a $150 cash bond. He's due back in court March 14th. No one was injured. The West Bend Common Council will consider two people for the open 2nd District seat on the council at Monday night's meeting. Sonia Hanrahan and Michael Christian both officially expressed interest in serving out the final year of the term prior to this Monday's deadline. According to resumes supplied to the city, Christian is the owner of a West Bend-based home inspection company. Hanrahan is a sales representative for the Johnson Brothers Beverage Distribution Company in Milwaukee. Steve Hutchins resigned from the council in January. If you stop by the Washington County Humane Society, you may notice some remodeling going on, but Jessica Jacklin says it won't interfere with day-to-day operations.
It's very exciting for the shelter. People may have noticed a couple trailers out front, and construction has begun. We're in the process of building a new dog isolation ward. It's very exciting for the shelter as it improves our facility to help the animals. So if you stop in, you will see some signs and closed off areas, but our adoptable animals are available to be viewed.
The Humane Society is in desperate need of a donated electric clothes dryer. Go to WCHSPets.org for more information.